keep those tractors rolling. Rolling. You thought you was hiding. I'm taking your hiding spot away, Nana. Oh, you can't do this. You're in church. Well, we most certainly can. He said we're to be harvesters, didn't he? First, you got to be smart enough to get the key in. There it is. Glow plugs go. Oh. Yeah. Watch your feet. Good morning. How y'all doing? Welcome to the National Farm Machinery Show. This is our church service on Sunday morning. Praise the Lord. I thought I'd do this for those that weren't in here the day I used this thing. Look at this. This is much better. I need to get a cup holder for this thing, though, you know? Y'all doing all right? Somebody already got me a cup of water. Praise the Lord. You ever make proclamations? Anybody ever make a proclamation? Yay, nay. Concerning what? Weight loss? You ever make a proclamation concerning you? If you don't use the word of God, you don't have a lot to stand on, do you? Is that true? What's a proclamation mean? It means I proclaim. What about you, Sarah? You ever made a proclamation? What happened? What was the proclamation? Yeah, just one. You probably got many. What, lots of them? Just give me one that stands out, one that embarrasses you real bad.
Oh,
it's a secret? Okay. No, you don't have to. I understand. You proclaim your children would serve the Lord. You know, we can get so we can get so used to business as usual that our Christian life just becomes a everyday type thing where there's no excitement anymore. Have you ever felt like I need more excitement in my walk with God? You ever felt like that, Jason? And you get on the boat, I'm sure, with a bunch of spirit-filled believers every month, and you get to hang out, and yeah, you don't ever have no challenges. I used to work with a crew like that, too. But we need to not be so lackadaisical. Everybody from here to here, remember that. You're together, okay? Y'all ready? Everybody from here to this whole section right here, okay? Holly, which section you want to be in? You don't care? You guys are all in another section. Okay, we're going to do something. We're going to sing a song together in three-part harmony. No, it's going to be good. What's that? And you know the song. It's in the hymn book, but it's called Row, Row, Row Your Boat. Gently down the stream, merrily, 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 light. life is but a dream. And when you get to that point, you guys are going to go, row, row, row your boat. And then when they get there, you're going to go, row. Am I doing this right? I'm not good at leading three-part. No, you don't want to all be doing it at the same time. Let's see, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. How do I do that to get it right? Help me. Where do you kick in with row, row, row your boat? Because we want it. So row, row, they do two row, row, row your boats, and then you do start row, row, row your boat. And on the second row, is that right? Let's try it. No, is that right?
Yeah, sure, let's try it.
Come on. Row, row, row your boat. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Row, row, row your boat. Y'all keep singing. You keep going with it. I think you got it. Let's try it one more time. Let's do this decent and in order. The Bible says we should do everything decently and in order. Stand up. You're a worship leader. You lead them, man. Why am I doing this? Stand up and lead this. You ain't going to do it. Okay, teacher. Who wants to? Okay. Y'all got that? Come on up front. You can leave. We need some help. There it's on. I trust you. Hallelujah. I'll be row, row, row. I'll be this. I'm in this group, so you'll have some vocal. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. One more time. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. That was so incredible. Thank you for your help. Man, you know, when Michael W. Smith did a live praise album out at Southeast, it ain't got nothing on this, man. We could definitely cut an album. Y'all keep practicing. The point of all that was is I think sometimes the church and believers become, row, row, row your boat. Gently down the stream. It ain't gently. Listen, it's not gently down the stream. It's like white water, but you're going against the white water. You're not going with the water. You're going against it. So it's like, row, 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 row. And the devil's trying to get in and confound you, and he's trying to put fear on you, just like he did in that emergency room. Tries to put fear on you so you will not do what you know is true.
Come on.
Right? You can't row, row. You know, if I just row, row, rowed, if y'all just row, row, rowed when you got that message, you know what? Russell most likely would be dead and judged. Now, I don't know his heart, but he will be judged like all of us. So it's important that you engage yourself in the things of God. Hello. It's important that the cares and the other things in life that come along don't disengage you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's good stuff. It is good stuff. Okay, you can put a title on this one. Holly, I never give you that opportunity. What is your limit in the kingdom of God? Yeah, you can take notes, brother. Oh, and by the way, if you can't make it to church one Sunday, guess what? We've got this beautiful thing called podcast. And Holly does an excellent job of posting it. Excellent. It's a sound quality is excellent. The preaching may not always be excellent, but she's got nothing to do with that. But I listen to it because I don't always get what I'm saying. I don't. A lot of things get in there. Most of the stuff on there I haven't planned, and I'll just put it on while I'm mowing the yard or going down the road or something, you know. But I'd rather listen to Super Bob from, you know, Redding, California, which I love them, praise God. But you know what? He's not giving you instruction for your life and your region. Did you know that? God, if you believe that I'm your pastor, he's given me instructions, and I believe right now he's given us instructions to prepare for revival. And God, you need to get in there and listen to it. You need to go back and listen to all the ones you missed because he is preparing us for revival. Well, what's preparation for that? It's just like, lie, 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 row, row, row your boat, get prayed for and lay on the floor for a couple of hours. That's what some people's idea is of revival. I just get refreshed and la, 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 nothing else happens. I just refresh, 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 refresh. Okay, now what are you going to do with that refreshing? I'm going to get stale until the next one. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get stale and I'm going to go to another one and get refreshed. I'm all about refreshing, man. I took 13 pilgrimages to Pensacola, Florida. Took people with me. But you know what? When you got home, you wanted to be about the Father's business, didn't you? You wanted to work the kingdom of God. How about y'all? Is that what y'all wanted to do? Well, praise God. Let's do it together, okay? So let's go together in the kingdom of God. Okay. We said, what is your limit? Honestly, if I was to ask everybody here right now, have you got a limit on you? Have you got this place where I feel comfortable? This is far enough with God. And I don't want anybody to hold their hands up or anything, but this is good enough, God. I'm happy. My family's well. Everything. There's peace in my house. This is a good place to be. The church is pretty. They got new chairs that are coming in. And so, yes, that'll be wonderful. We'll get carpet. We'll get a paved parking lot. Whoa, nothing could be better than that. And it's so easy to get in a comfort zone. Would y'all agree? I'm not rebuking y'all, really. I don't want you to get in that place. So, think about it a second. Do you have limits on you? Do you have limits on you? Do you say, I watched so-and-so on TV, or I went to this revival meeting or this, and boy, I wish I could be like, fill in the blank. I wish I could be a great, a mighty evangelist, fill in the blank. I wish I could speak prophetically, fill in the blank. And you've put a limit on yourself because I love heroes. There's nothing wrong with heroes, but you've put that hero in a place where God never designed that person to be. God designed that person to teach you and make you hungry for those things so you could operate in those things, right? Who's our ultimate example? Praise God. Perry Stone's a wonderful man of God, but you're right. Perry Stone is not Jesus. Jesus has a revelation for you, praise God. Who's your heroes? Come on, tell me, who's your hero? If you don't have heroes, you got problems. You got heroes?
Jesus.
No, heroes that you can touch and yourself. Well, praise God. Is anybody? Steve Hill is my hero. I went to his funeral. I said, I'm going to this guy's funeral, man. He has impacted me more than any other person on the planet did. Now, he didn't everybody, but he did me. Come on, throw out a name. Thurgood Marshall. Ah, and I even know his quote. All it takes for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. Was that him? I think it was. Awesome. What was he?
He was a lawyer, fought for Brown versus Board of Education, so that when they were during segregation,
Oh, okay. He's a lawyer that fought for justice.
Against the Supreme Court for, you know,
praise God.
He was going, like you said, he went against the grain. He went against the rapids to fight for what he believed was right.
That's good. I'm glad you said that, against the grain, because if you read through the Bible, every great man and woman of God went against the grain, didn't they? It's like they weren't rowing their boat gently down the stream. They were fighting the current. They were fighting against the current of the world, weren't they? The tide. So, I thought, what is your grace limit? If you've got a limit, what's your grace limit? How much grace can you have from God? Is there a measure? God gives unlimited grace to those who seek after it, doesn't he? How many times can you mess up and still get forgiven, young lady?
Hopefully infinitely.
Infinitely, I agree. Grace is what? Besides just forgiveness, what is it? It's empowerment to do what God's given us to do. So we have an unlimited grace from God. Autumn, you have an unlimited grace from God. You could turn your whole school upside down. And in Jesus' name, as you grow, you will do mighty things. And I'm not just picking on you, Autumn, but I know that you're just fairly new. And that is good stuff, man. It's good stuff when you keep going after God. Where's your faith limit? See, this all goes with where is your limits. Think about it. I want you to think about something that stretches you, something that you always get confounded by, because every time this situation comes up, it's like, I just can't do this, God. I just can't. I'm too shy. I'm too fill in the blank. Are there things in your life that you just get there and it's like, bam, it's like you hit a wall. It's like walking into a room of 20 people working on somebody and doing everything man can do and knowing that they're failing. And knowing that your job is to step up. How many of y'all have ever had an opportunity to witness to someone and you knew that it was God, but you kind of went, maybe next time. Somebody else will get to them. Am I the only one that's ever done that? No. No. Your faith, if you knew how much God believed in you, you'd have no problem with faith. You know how much He believes in you? He believes in you so much. You know why? Because you were created in His image, according to His likeness. What's the likeness of God? He's a Father. He's a Son. He's a Holy Spirit. We have every attribute of God available to us. No, we're not God. Never will be. You'd make a bad God. But we serve a great God, and He has given us faith. The Bible says if we had faith as a grain of what? Mustard seed, we could tell a mountain to be moved and cast into the sea, and it would be done. Right? So, how much limit is there on faith? Only what you place on it. Danny, you still ask God to raise people from the dead? How many of y'all believe that's possible? What's that? And we set that as the bar of whoa, that's the big kahuna. Seeing somebody raised from the dead. But really, it's no more spectacular than healing a common cold. It just stretches us because to us that is something that just, a terminal disease, you know, that can put limits on people because they go, well, the doctor's report is, so therefore, see, you start arguing with God's word and you start saying, well, man has intellect and man has wisdom and man has thinking, and you start when you start comparing the Word of God to man's thinking, there's no comparison. He should never be compared to man. He should never be compared to our worldly wisdom. Okay, so where do we hit the wall? Where do we hit the wall with our faith? What is God's limits? Let me read you scripture. They are higher than heaven. What can you do? Deeper than hell. What can you know? Their measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he passes by, imprisons and gathers to judgment, who can hinder him? In other words, he's higher than heavens. He's lower than hell. Nothing can hinder God is what it says here. 1 Chronicles 22, silver, gold, and bronze, and iron, there is no limit. Arise and begin working, and the Lord be with you. In other words, he has everything available to him. If God has called you into ministry, he has everything available for you to carry that out. You know that? Everything. What is God's limit on you? Come on, y'all interact with me a little bit. What is God's limit on you? Has he put a limit on you? You sure? Amen. God, y'all agree, God has no limits. There's nothing outside the realm of God. There's nothing that God can't do. You're right. He did say we would do greater things than even he did to glorify the Father in heaven. It's not about glorifying yourself. It's about glorifying God. Because when people see something totally, completely supernatural, guess what, Mary? They're going to know it wasn't you. Not picking on you, Mary. I'm just saying they will know it's not Mary. It's Mary's God. It's the God that Mary serves, praise God. It's the God Deb and Buster serve, Danny serves, Janet serves, all of y'all in this room. The God that you serve has no limits. Therefore, you have no limits. You know, sometimes we may not ask in God's perfect will. We may not. But you know what? I fall on the side that you ask for everything. You seek him for everything. I'd rather fall on the side of asking him for something that's maybe not, ooh, is it God's will today? Ooh, is it God's, what was that used to church I go to? Is it his permissive will? Is it his perfect will? Is it his, there was three of them. I'm thinking, who can figure that out? You come up on somebody in accident and go, well, let me see. Is this God's lenient will, permanent will? Is this God's perfect will? Is this not God's will? Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to pray till I know. You'll never do nothing. Just know it's God's will for goodness. It's God's will to work the kingdom of God through you, right? Mark 16, what? Those who believe will what? And they will cast out devils. They will speak in new tongues. If a poison snake bites them, it ain't going to hurt them. Y'all ever seen that one work? Have you? I have. I've seen this poison snake thing. Oh, I seen it. It was up there at that Messianic Jewish Fellowship at Charlie and Jeannie. Lord, I can't even think of the name of that ministry. It's where the ski slope used to be around Borden. What's the name of that? Starlight? Remember Starlight? They were allowed to live up there, and they had Friday night services, and there wasn't a handful of people, but it was all about Jewish worship. And so I learned a lot there. And they didn't ever have no praise or worship because they didn't want to give glory to anybody. And nobody got in front. Everybody just danced before the, well, you know, my dancing would. But anyway, they believed God. Now, I wouldn't agree with everything. Some stuff I'm like, you know, it's okay, but I'm learning what I need to learn. And I know the lady, she was out there, they grew a garden together. I think to learn to work together, I think it was good. Remember we tried one down here? Remember we put a garden out here and gave plots out? How many of y'all remember that? Well, we had a contest. It wasn't what it was intended, but we had a contest to see who could grow the biggest weeds. I don't remember who won, but anyway, they grew a garden and they grew wheat. We put wheat in ours, but they went out and they cut it with scissors. They harvested it with scissors and made bread. It was kind of like, whoa, that's kind of intense. They were working the garden one day, and this mean old violent copperhead goes, bit her right in the ankle. Big old double mark, you know. So they called 911 and rushed her to the hospital. No, she said, Charlie, come lay hands on me. Laid hands on him, prayed. No sickness. All the swelling went down. God healed them right before their eyes. Am I telling you should do that? You do what your faith says. You do what your faith says. But I'm just telling you, he does all the things. Remember, Paul reached in for some firewood and said a viper bit him, and we're talking some kind of viper that takes you out in seconds because he shook it in the fire. The natives are going, he must be a murderer. He'll die here in just a second. And then they go, oh, he must be a god. So, whoa. So there's no limits on you except what you set on yourself. Would you say that? So let's pull the governor off our life. Let's pull the rev limiter off of our life. Let's pull the thing that keeps us from attaining what God has told us to attain, right? Break your pre-existing speed limits and boundaries. Is that okay? We like to break speed limits, don't we? Let's break speed limits in the kingdom. Let's break all speed limits. Let's pull it all out in Jesus' name. How many would say, don't raise your hands. I'm too old. I passed my time. You know, I can't really, you know, better times have been. Let's leave it to the young people. Has anybody ever felt like that? Anybody heard that this revival that's coming is going to be led by the young people? I've heard that. I don't doubt that a bit, but you know what? I always say, but wait, you're not going to leave me out, son. You ain't leaving me out. I've been hoeing too long. I know I can't say that word no more, but you know, this kind where you dig weeds out and stuff. No, really, you got to, you know, anymore. It's like, whoa, what happened to that? But I've been working the field way too long to see some upstarts like, y'all, take it off. God's given me some things that you need, young people. God's given you stuff I need, praise God. That's why he's work together. So you're not too old. The Bible says wisdom is with aged men. I'm not aged, by the way. And with length of days, understanding. Psalm 92, those who are planted in the house of the Lord will flourish in the courts of our God. Listen to this. This is for all y'all old people. I don't think we got any old people in this church. We don't. We really don't have any old people in this church. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord will flourish in the courts of our God. Listen, this is great. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will be fresh and flourishing. They won't be, I'm falling down and I can't get. No, it ain't going to be like that. It ain't going to be like that for us. I was thinking of the old people in the Bible. Elizabeth and Zechariah, how old was they? 90? They birthed John the Baptist, right? That can't happen. But it did. But God, Abraham and Sarah, they birthed the baby at 100? I don't know. Old. Noah was not a young man when he built that ark. Moses and Aaron were not young when they came in or came to that promised land. Moses didn't get to go in, but Aaron did. Okay, young people, I love it. I'm glad y'all are here. Young people would be you. Well, sure, Deb, you're young if you feel young. Young people's all the youth group is. Holly's young. Kind of, sort of. Autumn's young. If Holly's young, you get to be young. Okay, you can be young too. I don't think we get this as much as we used to, but young people would say, I'm too young to do anything for the Lord. I'm too young. I'm too inexperienced. You know why the young people don't raise up for the Lord? Because we don't let them. And we don't expect them to. And we don't give them responsibility because sometimes we think they'll drop it, and they will. They'll mess up. But so do you. And so do I. So we got to learn to start trusting God, these young people. Because I'm telling you what, God is going to use these young people. Janet, I'm tired sometimes. You're tired sometimes. Y'all been packing a lot of weight sometimes. A lot of y'all been packing stuff for a long time. Why not give it to somebody like you that's got all the zeal and passion of youth that you just proclaimed to have? And you can pick it up. And so I'm thinking of a job for you right now. She said, I'm young too. But no, really, I really feel like God is going to start promoting young people. And there's a reason, because people, when they get a family, when they get a job, when they get a house, when they get a business, whatever they get, you know what? You can get so busy. And some of it's necessary, but you can get so busy that you can't take the time to do what some young person has. And hey, parents, I'm going to tell you something. My opinion, if you're running your kid up and down the road constantly, nonstop, to this event, that event, this thing, that thing, this thing, and that, give them some time to breathe. Give them some time to work for the Lord. Make that a passion too, okay? Because that's very important. That's the only thing that's going to last, you know. That's the only thing that's going to last. Young people, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Let no one despise your youth. Can you think of some young people in the Bible that got used? David, right? Jesus, Samuel, John the Baptist, Joseph. Remember, Joseph became a slave to Potiphar's. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Romans 12, go to Romans 12, and I know y'all know Romans 12, 1 and 2. So I'm just going to read it. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a what? Present your bodies to God. Present your flesh to God, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed. Do not be pressed into the mold of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is how you break free from these limits. You renew your mind by the word of God, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How do you renew your mind? The word. Read the word. Speak the word. Pray the word. Believe the word. Right? The word. The word. The word. The word. Ephesians 5, for we were once darkness, but now we are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Find out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. And there's a whole lot of things we could stay away from the unfruitful works of darkness. You want to be a great man or woman of God? How many of y'all want to be all that God's got for you? This is not about rules and regulations. This is about things that will advance you in the kingdom of God. And that's why I said you need a hero in the faith, somebody that has succeeded and excelled, and you need to look at their personal habits. You need to look at how they live. You need to look at the discipline in their life. Believe me, every successful person of God has probably got discipline in their life. I mentioned Smith Wigglesworth earlier, and I thought that was the funniest, silliest name I ever heard when I first heard. Who's Smith Wigglesworth? Sounds like some kind of cartoon character or something. Really, I mean, what is this? Well, he was from England, Sunderland, England, I believe. He saw the dead raised. He saw every form of illness healed. It said he never, ever, ever went to bed at night without witnessing to somebody and trying to lead them to the Lord. Never, ever. I think one night, a particularly busy day, he had forgotten, and he went out at 10 o'clock at night, and he walked down to the railway station, and he led somebody to the Lord. So this guy walked in such presence of God. How many of y'all, we talk about the presence, don't we? We talk about the glory of God, and we think of, praise God, gold dust. We think of different things manifesting. But they said when he would, trains used to be the chosen way to move around, so you didn't get in an airplane and go somewhere, but he went and got in a train car one day, and they were really nice, I guess. They had couches and padded seats and velvet, and he walked in there, and there was three couples in there, and he walks in, and he just sits down, and he starts reading his Bible, and it said everybody in that car started weeping, and a lady said, "Sir, you convict me of sin." He didn't say a word, but the presence of God was so strong on him. And why? Smith Wigglesworth, I told you, was a plumber. He could not read or write. That's not a virtue, by the way. I think you should learn to read and write. But he never learned to read or write, but he could read the Bible. God supernaturally allowed him to read the Bible. He wouldn't allow anyone in his home with a newspaper. Never. He would not allow a newspaper in his home or the internet, which they hadn't even thought of yet, maybe electricity. But anyway, the point is I'm not saying bad things about things, but my gosh, if you focus on what's going on in the world in the news, whose report are you getting? Do you trust where it's coming from? The report of the Lord. We need to put at least your Bible. You need to put at least as much time spending time with the Lord as you do wondering what's going on in the world. And if you'll cultivate that, you'll start thinking different. And when you start thinking different, you know there won't be any limits on you. Watch out what you fellowship with. Watch out who you fellowship with. I'm not talking about heathens, man. We need to go talk to people that don't know the Lord. We need to tell people how much God loves them. But don't be around negativity all the time. Don't be around people that just blah, 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 puke, puke, vomit, crap on you all the time. It's not good. It's not good. It will pull you down to their level unless you bring them up. If you start speaking the good report, if you start, but the Word of God says, God says this, you know what will happen? They're going to come up to that level. Or they're going to say, I don't need you anymore. I'll find somebody else that wants my garbage. I'm telling you the truth. Men of God, raise up in your home. Let your home become the presence, the place of the Lord. Be the leader of God that He's called you to be. There's just all kinds of ways to get deeper in God, but we need to start. Young people, you think about what you think God would like you to do. I want y'all to start thinking about jobs. And I don't mean job. I mean the world would call it a job. I would call it a calling. God preparing you to do something great. That soundboard needs filling up there most of the time. You know, you need somebody that will take on that duty and they'll be there. Of course, you're under your parents. You can't always do things because your parents can't be there. But I'm telling you what, I am so thrilled about what God's ready to do. And young people, rise up. Rise up and be what God's called you to be. Don't let the best years of your life be stolen by the enemy, just so you can have a good testimony. Got one, don't want it, you know, but that's okay. God's forgiven us for everything. So, so I think, let's stand up. When the power of darkness comes in like a flood, the battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard, the power of His blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. When the power of darkness comes in like a flood, the battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard, the power of His blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. Lord Jesus, we just praise You. You are so good to us, Lord. Your mercy endures forever. You'd say to me right now, yes. Yes, I believe Jesus. I believe, Lord Jesus, that You are the Son of God. I believe, Lord Jesus, You were born of a virgin, God. I believe, Jesus, You did signs, wonders, and miracles, Lord. You proved that You were God in the flesh. And God, we thank You, Lord. You took a beating. You received blows on Your back. You received stripes on Your back that cut so deep, Your bones and joints and ligaments and even Your inner organs were exposed to the beating You took. And even at that, for the joy that was set before You, You picked up the cross and You carried it up that hill. You were beaten. You were bruised. You suffered for our iniquities. You were chastised for our peace, and by your stripes we are healed. And God, you took all those beatings, for God so loved me. Put your name in there. For God so loved Mark Stephen Avery that he gave his only begotten son so that if Mark would only believe on him and trust on him and adhere to him, he would not perish but have eternal, everlasting life in Jesus' name. I believe Jesus. I believe Jesus. I believe all of that. You'd say to yourself, I believe all of that. Say, I believe all of that if you believe that. And God, we go one step further. We believe that Jesus, you went to the grave and you went and fought the powers of hell for 3 days and you took the keys to death and hell and you took back the kingdom. You took back the keys of the kingdom. Say, I believe that. I believe that. And God, on the third day, the Bible says you rose from the dead. You rose from the dead. Y'all believe that? I believe that, Jesus. I believe that, Jesus. And I believe, Jesus, that those who confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that Jesus is Lord and risen from the dead shall be saved. God, I know that I'm a sinner. It's no problem for me to figure that out, God. I know that I'm lost, God. I know that I need life, God. I know that I need to be born again, God, and I know you'll do it if I ask you. You know the only thing stopping you from eternal life is one thing, asking. Asking. I know the way I'm going is wrong, Lord. I'm going to turn. Can't do it by myself. Can't do it by myself. I've tried to quit this, that, the other thing many times. I know that I'm weak, but you said that your strength is made perfect in my weakness. So, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for speaking to me. I thank you for telling me the simple gospel this morning that, God, you love me and you have a plan for my life. And God, I'm ready to start on it today. It's a little bit scary. I'm really not sure I can make it, but God, you know I can make it. Gird me up, God. Draw me to the cross, God. Lord, I repent. I repent. I change my mind about you. I'm tired of listening. I'm tired of doing things my way. You might have been following Jesus for 20 or 30 years, but you could say to yourself, I am tired of doing things my way. They just don't work, God. Or you could say right now, I have never, ever confessed Jesus as my Lord and Savior. If you can say that right now, in just a second, I'm going to open this altar, and Holy Spirit is going to draw you. And even if you're a little embarrassed, your heart's going to be going. It already is. Because you know God's calling you. He's calling you for the first time, or he's calling you back home. It's getting dark outside, children. It's getting dark outside, children. It's time to come home to the Father's house. It's time to come home to the safety of the Father's house. If that's you, if you fit in any of these categories right now, come to this altar and bow down. Nobody's going to ask you to join a church. Nobody's going to ask you to do what they say to do. I'm just asking you to come down here and bow your knee before God and say, God, I've been going the wrong way, God. I need to turn. If that's you, come on right now. Come on. Come on right now. Come on. Don't be ashamed of him or he'll be ashamed of you. I'm away from God right now. I'm away from God. Lord, I surrender. I surrender, God. Come on, intercessors, pray. Come on, I know God's calling. I know God's calling, man. I know I used to be at the altar every time it opened. Even though I was saved, I knew there was more. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I need this new life. Come on, come on, come on. I've got limits that need to be pulled off. If that's you, come on up here. I need to get these limits pulled off so I can be all that God has called me to be. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, if God's calling you. That's it, bro. Come on. The young will lead. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. Don't be embarrassed. Come before Him. Come before Him. I want the limits off of me, God. I'm tired of having limits. I'm tired of not operating in all that You have for me, God. I reject that fear. I reject that fear right now. Right now the fear is, what will people think? Who cares? What does God think? What does God think? Anybody been having muscle cramps? Especially in your legs? Anybody? At night, they lock up on you, and you got to change positions. Come on up here and get prayer. Anybody else? You say it's potassium or whatever. I don't know what it is, but I know God's a healer. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And also, I know this is common to everybody, but more than usual, you've been experiencing when you stand up from a couch or something, or you sit up, you go, you feel like you're about ready to pass out or something. If that's you, come up here. I think it's your blood pressure. If it's you, come up here. Please get prayer. You don't need to leave here with bad blood pressure. You really don't. If you want to just come up here and spend some time with Jesus, please come up here and kneel at this altar. This God will meet y'all right here. He loves you so much. No condemnation to you right now. Just come up here. Young people, would you do me a favor? Would you just come up here and kneel just to kind of surrender? Yes, Lord, if You want me to make me a worker in the kingdom, You are a worker in the kingdom. Y'all are mighty and powerful. God wants to use you. Yeah, young people, everybody that considers herself a young person. You said you were, didn't you? You done set yourself up. Praise the Lord.